Well, I've gotten a lot of calls about the fact that a new program that was put in called the Veterans Choice Program just hasn't been working for veterans. And, you know, we're lucky in the UP to have the VA hospital over in Iron Mountain. We're lucky to have the Jacob Eddy Center and other a great hospital system. But the fact is that because of some things that happened a couple of years ago, actually back in 2014, mainly down in Phoenix, if you remember in southern states, where there were such long waits to get in to see a doctor through the VA system, and people weren't getting served, and there were some really outrageous things going on. The law was changed to say if you are more than 40 miles away from a VA medical facility, or if you haven't been able to get an appointment within 30 days, you can go to the local hospital or your local doctor, which made sense, except that there was an entity put in charge of managing all this, a private contractor, and frankly, they have not done a good job in Michigan or across the Great Lakes. Of course, I'm most interested in Michigan, and I've gotten lots of calls from folks that have had to wait and wait and wait and can't get appointments. Or one gentleman who joined me yesterday in a press call that had brought this to my attention was a gentleman who was a former member of the National Guard who had been he contacted this entity, HealthNet, to get an appointment. They had him go to the wrong doctor, then he went back again, they took him to another wrong doctor, and he had a lesion in his brain. Finally called our office, we were able to get him to the right place, but it was more than a month, and he had a very, very serious situation. So I've said enough is enough with all this. I talked to the Secretary of the VA. They know there's a problem. They're going to make a change, but in the meantime, I want to make sure this doesn't happen again. So I've introduced Veterans Deserve Better, three parts to it. It's going to improve scheduling process so our veterans can see a doctor when they need a doctor, see a specialist when they need them as soon as possible. Second, we're going to hold these third-party contractors accountable. If somebody's going to manage this system for the VA, well, then they better get their act together and know it, and they'll be held accountable. And then the third part is making sure that our local doctors and hospitals get paid if they go through this Veterans Choice system. Right now, there's millions and millions of dollars owed to providers in Michigan, doctors, hospitals, and so on, and they're not getting paid in a timely way. So this has got to be fixed. Our veterans shouldn't stand at the back of any line, certainly not to get health care. And so this new system has got to work better.
Senator Debbie Stabenow with us this morning talking about the Veterans Deserve Better Act. Senator, was this a question of accountability or a failure of accountability in the original plan? How did it get to this point where it seemed like this was a reasonable option for our veterans and then all these other things happened? Was it a lack of accountability in the original plan?
Yes, I think that it was a lack of accountability overall. I think also when this was put in place back in 2014, they rushed to find a private contractor to do this, and they didn't take the time to really look at a lot of different choices. So they took the first folks that stepped forward, and then there wasn't the monitoring and the oversight and accountability. And the Secretary of the VA knows that. He is working to change it. He's committed to me. He will change it. In the meantime, if someone is trying to use the Veterans Choice Program and has not been able to get their appointments and the services they need, they should call my office. I have an office in Marquette. We have a direct a person now with the VA that has been assigned to work with us in Michigan to make sure that our veterans don't have to go through all this bureaucracy and can directly get the appointments and the help they need. So we've got some help right away. Folks can call us, we'll connect them up, we'll make sure that they get where they need to be, and then in the long run, we've got to make sure there's accountability in this system, and we don't wait until we've got hundreds of people in Michigan and thousands across the Midwest who are going through this bureaucracy and getting caught up in it, and they can't get the kinds of services or the exams or the treatments that they need.
U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow with us this morning. Of course, this is seems like a simple question, but probably doesn't have the simple answers. It seems like this is almost a no-brainer, but a lot of times we've talked about this. Washington, D.C. doesn't always seem like a no-brainer situation that it would get bipartisan support and move forward. What do you feel is the tenor, the winds toward this legislation?
Well, I've been talking to colleagues across the aisle. Again, the Secretary of the VA wants this to happen, and so I feel we're going to be able to get something done, but we are in a situation now with more and more folks that have been elected in recent years just don't want to solve problems. They just want to fight. They just want to, you know, have divisive issues where everybody goes to their corner instead of getting things done. And, you know, I don't like that. We don't have time to do that. So I look for people that want to work together, and in this case, there are colleagues on the other side of the aisle that want to, and I hope we can get this done.